This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Azerbaijan on Thursday said it wanted ethnic Armenians to remain in Nagorno-Karabakh, saying, quote, "We call on Armenian residents not to leave their homes and become part of Azerbaijan's multi-ethnic society." The Azerbaijani foreign ministry putting out that statement after more than half of the region's population fled to Armenia in just a few days. Yerevan said 70,000 of the region's estimated 120,000 people have entered Armenia since Sunday. The separatist government on Thursday agreed to dissolve its government and formally become part of Azerbaijan by the end of the year. Veteran actor Michael Gambon, who was known to many people for his portrayal of Hogwarts headmaster Dumbledore in 6 of the 8 Harry Potter films, has died. He was 82. Statement by his family issued by his publicist on Thursday said he died following a bout of pneumonia in the hospital, family by his side. His career lasted more than 50 years. The American soldier who sprinted into North Korea across the heavily fortified border more than 2 months ago is back in the U.S. Here's Reuters' Rachel Judah.
Arriving at Kelly Air Field Base in San Antonio, the 23-year-old can be seen disembarking with a group of people. King was expelled from North Korea this week following a surprise dash across the militarized border in July. At the time of his border crossing in July, King had been transported by the U.S. military to the airport to return to his home unit in the United States.
That is Reuters' Rachel Judah. Now, King had been declared AWOL from the Army, so his status about that is unclear. This is VOA News. Food prices are rising around the world, and supply shortages are leading many countries to limit exports. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The war in Ukraine, climate change, and El Niño's threats to food production are all having an effect on food supplies. As a result, people around the world face shortages of essential foods like rice, cooking oil, and onions. In the Philippines, for instance, rice prices surged 8.7% in August from a year earlier. Cynthia Esquera has had to choose between food or medicine. I just don't worry about my sickness. I leave it up to God. I don't buy medicines anymore. I just put it there to buy food and to pay our loans. A food security researcher in Singapore has said the climate risks aren't limited to rice, but apply to anything that needs stable rainfall to thrive, including livestock. I'm Karen Chamas.
Reuters has found that some patients experience thoughts of suicide or self-harm after taking increasingly popular weight loss drugs like Wegovy or Ozempic. Reuters healthcare reporter Robin Respieu has more.
Don Heidebaugh is a 53-year-old real estate agent in Ohio who took Ozempic to help control her blood sugar. She told Reuters that after increasing the dose of her medicine, a disturbing pattern emerged. She would take the drug on Sunday night. On Tuesday, she would feel lethargic, depressed, and at times suicidal.
I remember thinking to myself, my family would be so much better off without me because I was so depressed.
Dawn says she hasn't struggled with depression in her past, so the feeling struck her as unusual. If she skipped a week of the medicine, she didn't experience the symptoms. Our reporting found that Dawn isn't alone. We tallied more than 250 reports to the FDA describing patients experiencing suicidal thoughts or behaviors while taking these or similar medicines since 2010.
In Gabon, the prime minister is asking nations to roll back sanctions imposed after a military coup. Here's Moki Edwin Kinzai.
Speaking to reporters Wednesday, Gabon's Prime Minister Raymond Dong Sima said he wants to remind the world that by seizing power, the military saved the Central African states from a civil war. He said Gabon's political opposition was ready to take up arms and defend its victory after ousted President Ali Bongo Ondimba orchestrated alarming fraud and declared himself the winner of the August 26 presidential election.
Nous prenons la direction de revenir à la norme, à ce qui est normal.
Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
And in Washington, I'm Scott Walter.